Unit 11, page 74. Listening. Exercise 1.
30 or 40 years ago, fans of science fiction used to watch films about the future and dream of the kind of life we would all be living by the year 2000. Holidays to the moon, colonies in space, robots in the home. And weren't jetpacks going to be one of the most thrilling parts of our future? After eating a protein pill for breakfast, we would then strap on our personal rocket packs and fly ourselves to our high-tech offices in no time. But we're now several years into the 21st century, and so far only 17 people have flown a jetpack. Apart from the occasional appearance as a novelty at sporting events or motor shows, it appears that jetpacks are permanently grounded. The idea of the jetpack originated way back in the 1920s in a science fiction comic called Buck Rogers, which later became a popular radio show and then a TV programme. The concept became a reality when Wendell Moore, an engineer at Bell Aerospace in the USA, developed the Rocket Belt, which had its first successful flight in 1961. Perhaps flight is the wrong word. Even though the rocket belt could accelerate faster than a Formula One car, it only had a maximum time in the air of 30 seconds. With such a limited range, the US military lost interest, and NASA, who had thought about using them on their moon missions, did not invest money in the project. Jetpacks have failed to get off the ground ever since. However, a dedicated group of amateur engineers has continued to build and attempt to fly their own homemade jetpacks. The designs haven't altered much since the first Bell rocket belt. In fact, they're not really powered by rockets at all. They're powered by steam, which is produced by a chemical reaction. Flying a jetpack requires a certain amount of courage. The steam is forced out of the jetpack at about 750 degrees centigrade, and they're not easy to fly. Bill Souter, one of Bell Aerospace's original test pilots and the man who flew into the opening ceremony of the 1984 Olympic Games, described the experience of flying with a rocket belt as like trying to stand on a beach ball in a swimming pool.